The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 7 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Maggie Gordon.
And I'm Emilio Gomez-Kent.
And here are your headlines.
Montreal's new mayor says she's addressing the pothole problems.
A new concern over cyber safety after the launch of an AI chatbot.
And a big weekend for the Concordia men's hockey team.
Students will be talking to the Concordia Senate about the tuition hikes this Friday. In 2024, the Quebec government added a 33% increase to tuition for out-of-province students. Concordia President Graham Carr will be there to answer their questions and talk about what students can expect in the future. The meeting is at 2 p.m. this Friday in the Evie Building downtown. This winter, Montreal is once again facing a pothole crisis. Many are sounding the alarm, including Montreal's new mayor, whose four tires were damaged. Our reporter Maria Girache is on Notre Dame Street in Ville-Marie Borough. Maria?
Hi, Maggie. So we are here on the corner of Papineau and Notre Dame Street, an area notorious for its potholes. Here, only on the corner, I can see about three potholes and a bunch of clumsily placed patches of cement. TVA Nouvelle has already reported that this year has seen a record number of insurance claims facing on potholes. Let's not forget that this winter we saw very big fluctuations in temperature, so this damaged the streets. And CBC News has already reported that the potholes that Mayor Soraya Martinez-Ferreira have been patched. However, Montrealers do know that there is much more to be fixed. Back to you, Maggie.
There is no garbage or recycling collection today in some boroughs of Montreal because of a blue-collar worker strike. It started this morning and will last 24 hours. Some of the boroughs affected are Westmount, Lachine, and Montreal West. More than 6,000 blue-collar workers have been without a contract for more than a year. The city's administrative labor tribunal says the strike should not be threatened public safety. And house people will now have a place to go after staying in a hospital. Montreal's West Central Regional Health Authority teamed up with the YMCA for a three-month pilot. They are prioritizing patients from the Jewish General Hospital and the Montreal General Hospital. People from other hospitals are accepted too, as long as there is availability. According to CBC, the facility is now at 58% occupancy.
A new social media platform for AI bots is raising concerns about cybersecurity. It's called Moltbook, a play on Facebook. It launched last week. Connor Rooney has more.
Moltbook has brought more than 1.5 million bots together to talk as humans do online. The site functions similarly to Reddit, where AI bots can share posts and comment. Humans are allowed to explore the site, but cannot interact. Jeff O'Brien is Loyola High School's IT coordinator.
Letting bots play with bots, and those bots have access to your information, then is a privacy nightmare. These platforms are really interesting, but the risks that are carried by them are usually things that would require a significant amount of experience and even some technical knowledge to ensure that your data is safe.
The biggest concern with the platform is cybersecurity. A security review conducted by cloud security platform Wiz was able to gain access to tens of thousands of email addresses within minutes.
Not entirely aware of the data that it is getting unless you do further research, and then you're not entirely aware of how it's used, how it's shared.
O'Brien says people intending to roll the dice by signing AI up to Moltbook should proceed with caution. Connor Rooney, Concordia News.
Concordia athletes are reinforcing the program's history of community service. The men's hockey team hosted a blood drive yesterday to support Montrealers in need. Samuel Kyle has more.
Mathieu Bizier is already putting his studies to good use. The forward for the Concordia men's hockey team hosted a blood drive yesterday in collaboration with other Stingers varsity teams. Bizier says his background in Concordia's exercise science program helped him find a way to give back.
So with my supervisor and my athletic therapist with the hockey team, we're seeing like with the sport, we could do something that helps the community and helps people in some way.
Concordia athletes are no strangers to community contribution. From the Shoot for the Cure games and basketball raising money for cancer research to the annual Pride Nights hosted by the hockey teams, civic service remains an important part of being a Stinger. Vizier says the support from Concordia fans inspires the need to give back.
Fans are coming to see us. They're coming to cheer on us, doing something for them and for the community around Concordia. Like, I'm not from Montreal, and just being able to contribute to the community, help them in some ways, is, I think it's very nice to see that.
Evelyn Perry is a goalkeeper for the women's soccer team and volunteered at yesterday's blood drive. She believes it's the responsibility of athletes to set a good example.
We're role models for young kids, for people in the community. And so having that power and that role of being a role model, I think it's super important that we get involved into things like this.
Concordia's community events continue with a Shoot for the Cure games tomorrow. For Concordia News, I'm Samuel Kyle.
A film festival to mark Black History Month starts Friday on Concordia's downtown campus. Our reporter, Michelle Ailunga, is there and has more on this. Michelle?
Emilio, I'm in the EV building where the African Students Association will be collaborating with the Fine Arts Student Association for the upcoming Black History Month Film Fest. I spoke to Black History Semester coordinators Esther Pine Mongo Clark and Sean Polanco Simmons, who said that these screenings are not just for Black students. If you're an ally, come through. If you love Black art, come through. The first screening will be in the EV building this Friday at 3 p.m., starting with 2025 Spinners, followed by Kirikou and the Sorcerers. Emilio?
Concordia men's hockey team has a big weekend ahead. Players have two very important games that could impact their playoff hopes. Anthony Maruca has more.
The Stingers' back-to-back games against Carleton and McGill come with huge implications as the playoffs approach. They face Carleton on Friday, but head coach Marc-André Elema says Saturday's annual Quarry Cup matchup against McGill carries more weight.
It's always a game that we're looking forward to it every year. It's always the big game of the season, the regular season before the playoffs and all that.
The result of Saturday's game could help determine whether Concordia gets a bye week in the first round of the playoff.
We need to win games. We need to win that game. There are 2 points behind us right now, so that game's going to be, it's not the Quarry Cup, it's more the, we're looking... We want to get that bye for the first round of the playoffs. So it's more than just the Quarry Cup.
Concordia's current win streak of 9 games has them in position to finish the year on top of their conference. Winning all 4 of the remaining games would put them in position to overtake the current leaders, Université de Québec at Trois-Rivières.
You want to win. They beat us twice this year. Beat them once. So we want to be even with them this year. So we need that win.
For Concordia News, I'm Anthony Maruca.
Students are rushing to shop sustainably at Concordia's new thrift store. The store in the lobby of the library building opened 2 weeks ago and made just about $600 on opening day. Everything being sold has been donated by Concordia students for Concordia students. The store is open Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you're looking to support Concordia's Zero Waste program, go check it out.
Looking ahead to next week, we'll be starting the week with colder temperatures with a low of minus 22, and we'll be rising through the week with highs of minus 7.
That's your news to 11:45.
Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Emilio Gomez-Ken.
And I'm Maggie Gordon.